Some of the things that happened this week that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention before our next guest comes on, and that is there are a couple of passing aways that I'd like to comment on. And our dear friend Rob Georgie, his mother, Mary Georgie, passed away just months before her 100th birthday. And, of course, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South City, always been a great supporter of Raf and me and our show. And Rob couldn't be more supportive of us. And my heart goes out to him. And I know he was very close to his mother, and his mother was a great baseball fan. And the family goes back so many years in San Francisco to their dad as well, starting Georgie Brothers Furniture. So for Rob Georgie and Steve and Tom and everyone else in the family and all the grandchildren, our heart goes out to you for the loss of Mary, the grandma of that family, and also the mom of Rob Georgie. The other one is a very, very dear lady, and she was a spouse of Larry Nibby. Kathleen Nibby passed away this week. And for me, doing these shows and coming over to KMBR in 2010 and doing that, and getting to meet many, many people, part of the Giants family, the Nibby family couldn't be nicer to me, and Kathleen was part of that, Kathy Nibby. So just as sweet as can be, and she passed away just a couple of days ago, and a valiant fight. I want to tell you, a valiant fight against cancer, valiant. And for Amy, Michelle, and Gina, and Larry, my heart goes out to you. And I always said to Kathy that she was my movie star because she looked like Audrey Meadows. And if you know Audrey Meadows, or if you don't, look up The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason. Whenever I saw her, I saw the face of Audrey Meadows. And I said, you were my movie star every time I saw her. So I'm very sorry for the passing of Kathy Nibby and Larry and the family. My heart goes out to you, believe me, as much as I can say. The other thing on Thursday night was a very special night for me. You know, we've had Chris Mavridis and Bob Sokoloff on the show. And, you know, Chris is one of our great listeners. And if I say anything wrong, I get an email within minutes of what I've said is wrong. He's a great baseball fan, a Giants fan, but he's got ALS. And, Raf, it's incredible to me that he wrote this book, Falling in Love with Baseball. We were fortunate enough to be asked to write a blurb on the back, which turned out to be about 15 paragraphs, so I got to do the foreword in the book with Bruce Bochy. But the ALS Society gave him a Spotlight Award, and Bob Sokoloff as well, for what they did for ALS and for publishing the book and getting the word out. But what I wanted to say was, and they chose me to give the award to Chris that night, which really was an honor for me to be up there with people, Raf, who fight the biggest fight. You can't even imagine what this fight is. But I learned so much about ALS and everything that people go through and how their worlds shrink and the social life shrinks and the caregivers and the family and everything else, because you lose your ability, the muscle ability to speak and everything else, but your mind is clear as a bell. Your mind is still a great mind. And Chris, using that great mind for baseball, which he loved, wrote so many of these stories and anecdotes and emails to us that Bob Sokoloff got together and published the book. So Chris was honored. Bob was honored. But Raf, to see these folks and to see the care they need, but to see, you look in their eyes and they know. And the Thomas family was preceded Chris up on the stage, and just a heartbreaking story. But then again, people rise from that and you get strength from that. But I learned a lot about ALS and the dreaded disease, but I also learned a lot about what you can do even with ALS and what who gets it and what happens to their lives. So very, very important for me to learn, and I'm glad to be able to say it, and a tremendous honor for me to be there Thursday night. All right, Monday night we had our dinner at Original Joe's, which really was interesting because of the plight of the Giants and being sort of the halfway part of the season. Everybody put in their two cents about what should happen. And, Raf, we had the Johnson family was there as well, and we had the legendary Buntman was there too.
So yeah, he finally made it.
Buntman was there with his friend Chris, a very good baseball guy. So We thank everyone at Original Joe's, who's one of our, again, I say it every month, one of our best dinners. These dinners are absolutely unbelievable.
No, and the service, I mean, the food,
all
like you said,
care of
Guillermo,
by,
I mean, everyone's great there. So
all taken care of by the Dugan family at Original Joe's. So when we do these questions and we pick the five winners, you get to bring someone with you. And then we have a few at-large bids that we have. But it is one of those special nights. So I want to thank everybody out there on Monday night, Carolina, John, and I saw Mrs. Dugan, Marie, after the dinner as well. And Rick Belson, of course, was there. Joe Texera, the great baseball book, uniquebaseball.com. All right, so the last thing was on Wednesday night. I had a busy week. First, I was on Tuesday night here after the All-Star game. Then on Wednesday night, we had our first kind of official event of American Innings. .net, and that is my 501c3 nonprofit that we've created that takes a look at baseball and U.S. history. We look at U.S. history through the eyes of baseball, and if you trace United States history from 1870 right to the present, everything that happened in this country showed up some way on a baseball field. I don't care if it's world wars, integration, expansion, social changes, Vietnam, reporting, free speech, Internet, you name it, right back to the labor issues, which have been going on in this country forever. It shows up on a baseball field. So that was our first event, and it was a tremendous success. It really was. And Raph, I'm happy you could be there, because what we've done, we've created 9 vignettes so far. And what it is one of my interviews. That's the key to it. One of my interviews. And then we have some video behind it. But the interview tells the story of that historical event, and it really was a lot of fun. So Paul Endo, Nick Carden did a great job, but Martin Marks was there, Susie Myers. History teachers show up, and it's great because it's an educational purpose, and that's the whole idea behind it, is to teach people history, but look at it through the eyes of baseball, whether it's Willie McCovey talking about integration, or Joe Torre talking about Jackie Robinson, or Jason Giambi talking about Jackie Robinson. That's what it's all about. So that was great, and I want to personally thank Equius Partners who put on the event, Emily DeFalla as well, and everyone else who was connected with it, Kevin Bartram too. And Raph, you were there with Allie and Carmen. How did you like that?
Oh, we loved it, Marty. Yeah, no, like you said, the videos, the vignettes that you had, I mean, they're short, and it's great for, you know, the short attention span that we had. The millennials have,
yes.
So
3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it's perfect. And, you know, like you said, you've always said, you know, baseball's reflected what, you know, the days in America, what's happening, you know, and it's great. It would be something you've seen on PBS or,
yeah,
you know,
it was really good.
Yeah.
Like 9/11. I mean, you name really, it, whatever's happened in this country, we've seen it in baseball. And of course, the social change as well. So if you're ever interested in it, Marty@knbr.com. And we got many contributions, and to everyone who supported it, this is just the beginning of it. We've got to create a website, and we're transferring all my interviews onto the internet so we can use them. And we're about 2,000, let's put it, 2,000 have been transferred already. And we haven't really even gotten into it seriously yet. So that's how many things we've done over 20 years. And Raph, you've been there for a good part of it. So those are the announcements that we have. All right, back to the game. Giants and Padres coming up.